Begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos daf Lamed. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is related to one of the halachas of a previous Mishnah, which was discussing the topic of these Mishnais regarding Dvarim Hama'akvin Zezeh, things that are integral, which related to the laws of Safras. The Gemara had introduced a teaching on the previous daf that said that Rav said two teachings in regards to the laws of Sifrei Torah, and it was contradicted in the Brice, and the Gemara in the previous daf mentioned one of them, and now the Gemara continues and says, Idach, the other teaching, the Amar Rav that Rav said, which is refuted by a Brice, is that he says, HaKesev Sefer Torah Uval Ligmar. Someone's coming to write a Torah scroll, and he's coming to complete the Torah scroll, Geimer Vafil Bam Tzadaf, he could finish it even in the middle of a column. Doesn't have to finish on the bottom of the page. On that, says the Gemara Meisver, but that's contradicted in the Braisa. The Braisa says, HaKesev Sefer Torah. Someone's writing a Torah scroll. Boloi Ligmer, if he's coming to finish the Sefer, Lo Yigmer Be'emetza Hadaf, he should not conclude in the middle of a column, Kederch Shegoymer B'chumashim, like a person could do by one of the, when there's a singular, there's Chamisha Chum Shei Torah, there's the five books that Moshe Rabbeinu gave, the five different portions of the Torah, not like you could do by other Chamashim, that you could finish in the middle of a column. Rather, if someone's coming to finish a Sefer Torah, Elamikatzer, rather what he does is let's say he's not by the end of the column, is that he shortens the lines, V'hoylech, and he continues going out until he finishes the last pasuk in the Torah, in the Kal Yisrael, that's going to be by the Seif Adav at the end of the column, like the picture it has in Rashi, Divrei Maskil Mekatzer, where you see the lines get from wider to narrow, all the way down to the bottom. So you see from the Brisa clearly, not like Rav, that a person is not allowed to finish the Sefer Torah in the middle of a column, but rather to make it down somehow by making the lines shorter, getting down to the bottom of the column. Now, says the Gemara, no. Ki kama Rav, when did Rav say this halacha that you could conclude even in the middle of a column, was b'chumashim, which the Gemara at this point assumes what that means to say is, by other chumashim that are not made with the sanctity of a Sefer Torah, rather, they're made in a scroll like a Sefer Torah, but however, they're each individual book separately, it's not a Sefer Torah. That's where Rav said you could finish in the middle of the column, but you're right, he agrees to the Braisa, by a regular Sefer Torah, when you're finishing the Sefer, you have to finish at the bottom of the column. That is the Gemara. How could you say that? But Vasefer Torah Kamar. The words of Rav was not a Chumash, but rather when you're finishing a Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, no, B'chumashim shel Sefer Torah. What he meant to say was that, yet, we're talking about a Torah scroll, but we're talking about one of the other five Svarim in the Sefer Torah. For example, when he's finishing Bereshis, when Vayisim Ba'arim B'mitzrayim, regarding Yaakov Avinu, that could be in the middle of a column. When he's finishing Sefer Shemais B'chamaseim, or in Sefer Yikra B'har Sinai, or in Bamidba B'yarden Yerichai, that those ends of the Chumashim could be in the middle of a column, like you could do by your regular Chumash, which is not of a Sefer Torah. But La'in Kol Yisrael, which is the end of the entirety of the Sefer Torah, the end of Devarim, the Rav agrees to the Braisa that that has to be concluded at the end of a column. So there was not contradicted on Rav from the Braisa. The Braisa is talking about the end of the Sefer Torah. He's talking about the end of the Chumashim in the Sefer Torah, but not the end of the totality, the finality of the Sefer Torah. Let us get more in, is that so? But V'amir Bishu Barabu Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav La'ein Echol Yisrael, the last word in the Torah to the eyes of the Jewish people, Be'em Tzahadav, Rav says clearly that even the end of the Sefer Torah could be in the middle of a column, which is contradicted by the Braisa. Says Gemara, no, Ahi Be'em Tzashiti Itmar. That's supposed to, the wording of Rav was that could be in the middle of a line. But it has to be the bottom of the column. It doesn't have to be the end of the line all the way at the end on the bottom of the left. But yes, it's not contradicted by the Braisa. He agrees it has to be in the bottom of the column, in the bottom of the page, but it doesn't have to be the end of the line. However, the Gemara actually brings it as machlokes, and that's what we said before, that according to the version of Rabban and Amri, that they say that was what we said, that the second halacha of Rav is contradicted by the Braisa. They say, af be'emtza shita, that even what Rav's words were, that even in the middle of a line, but additionally, they held in Rav's teaching that it could even be in the middle of the column. And that, again, like we said, is not like the Braisa. Whereas Rav Ashi, he says, no, like we answered, Be'em Zashita Dafka. No, specifically, Rav was only allowing the end of the Sefer Torah to be in the middle of the line, but not in the middle of a column, which is like the Braisa, which, yes, has to be the end of the column, but it doesn't have to be the end of the line. Says Gemara, Hilchasa Be'em Zashita Dafka. The halacha is like the way Rav Ashi said it, that it's only specifically in the middle of the line that it could be, but like the Braisa said, it has to be at the end of the column. Now, another teaching, Amr Bishu Barabo, Amr Rav Gidl Amr Rav, says, Shmaini Pesukim Shabbat Torah, continuing on this theme about Sefer Torah, The last eight psukim, the last eight verses in the Torah, starting from the words Vayamisha Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu died over there, Yachid Kairo Eisim the Basic Nesses. Only one person can get that aliyah to read those words in the Torah, and that you should not interpose and stop but in somewhere in those eight psukim to have someone else get an aliyah and get up and continue reading those psukim. Only one person should be reading all eight psukim together. Says Gemara, come on, who's the teaching of Rav like? The like Reb Shimon, it must be not like Reb Shimon. Because the time you learn the Braisa, it's actually Machlekes, starting from the pasuk of Yamasham Moshe Eved Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the servant of Hashem, died over there. So the question is, Eshe Moshe Chai, V'chasa V'yamasham Moshe? Says the first opinion, is it possible Moshe Rabbeinu is living and he's writing and saying the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu died over there? How could you say Moshe Rabbeinu died if he's still alive? Ella, rather, Adkan Kasa Moshe. Up until that pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the entirety of the Torah. From this pasuk onward, the last eight psukim, Kasav Yeshu ben Nun, his student who took over the helm, he wrote the end of the Sefer Torah. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Ramalan some say it's Rabbi Nechemya. Now, Amalei Rabbi Shimon says to him, "Efshar Sefer Torah Chasa Ais Achas, is it possible that the Torah scroll was missing even one letter? Uchsev, because you're saying that in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the last eight psukim were not written." But how could you say there was missing any letters? But Uchsiv, the pasuk says in Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu we see calls what he had written in his days a Sefer Torah, entirety of a scroll, because he says, "Lokoich Sefer Torah Zeh, take this Torah scroll, v'samtem Moshe begrim, and take it." So you see that he was calling an entirety of a Torah scroll. Must be cannot have been missing any letters. Can't say he didn't write the last eight psukim. Ella rather explains Reb Shimon. So what's the difference in these last eight psukim? Ela ad kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer. Rather, up until this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, Umaisha, and the Gerus is, Omer v'chesed, the opposite. And Moshe Rabbeinu would say, after Hashem would say, so that he should make sure that he's not making a mistake in what he's about to write. And then he would write, not Mekam ve'elech, but from that pasuk onward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, Umaisha chesed b'dem, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it with tears. In other words, he didn't say after Hashem because of the great pain that he saw that he was going to die and not going to Eretz Yisrael. K'mashe nemal halon, like we find the pasuk later on in Nach in Yirmiyah, similar idea that Bayemelam Baruch said to them, Mipiv Yikra Elias called Varma Ela. From his mouth, meaning Yirmiyah, for he had said to me all these following words, which are lamentations, Vani Kaisav Alasefer Bedyon, and I wrote it on the scroll with ink, meaning that he did not repeat after Yirmiyah the words because these were keenest into lamentations because of the great pain, he didn't want to say them. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu, the last eight psukim in the Torah, of course he had to write it because we see that he had the whole Sefer Torah written in his days. But rather, what it was is that he just didn't say it and he said it, instead he wrote it with tears and without saying it. So that's what makes the last eight psukim different. But says the Gemara, Lamed like Reb Shimon, should we say that this halacha we said from Rav is not like Reb Shimon? Because since, according to Reb Shimon, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim, so essentially it's the same as all other psukim in the Torah, and therefore someone should be allowed to stop in the middle of those eight psukim and get a different aliyah. According to the other opinions of Rabbi Yehuda, so we understand it is something very fundamentally different about these last eight psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it, Yeshua ben Nun did. But according to Reb Shimon, what should be different? So the Gemara, no, I feel like Reb Shimon could say that this halacha of Rav is even like Reb Shimon. Because Hoyel v'ishtani, since ultimately the last eight psukim do have a difference, because they were not written with ink, but rather with tears, so ishtani, so therefore it was still different than other psukim in the Sefer Torah, and therefore it has to be all by one person getting aliyah and not by two people. Another teaching on this topic from Vami Rishu bar Abba Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Says Halakeich Sefer Torah Min Hashuk. If someone purchases a Torah scroll from the marketplace, Kechitiv Mitzvah Min Hashuk, it's like he grabbed a mitzvah from the marketplace and he did a mitzvah. But if Kasavai, but if he wrote a Sefer Torah, so then it's even a greater mitzvah. Malalav Kasav Kilukib Har Sinai, and therefore the Torah considers it as if he received it from Har Sinai, from Mount Sinai. Now Amr of Sheshes, he says, Imegia filo is achas, if someone corrects, fixes even one letter in the Sefer Torah, Malolov Kilo Kasabi, it's considered as if he wrote the Sefer Torah. Now Simon and Namanik for the following halachas, either Siglam or Eglam. Talking about Linda Brysa. Isa Adam Yuria, a person makes a page, a parchment, where that's what a Sefer Torah is made up of a bunch of different parchments that are sewn together with stitching of tendons. So, mibas shalish dafin vadbas shmoyne dafin. Each page, each piece of parchment, should be between three columns up until eight columns. But paches miken v'yesro ken lo yasa. But less than that amount or more than that amount of columns, one should not make. And the reason for that is because the ideal way of stitching together the pieces of parchment is ideal when they're not too far apart or too close apart, too close together, because it's unseemly if it's too far, and if it's too close, also too many stitches. So rather, it's between 3 columns and 8 columns. That would be the ideal length of a piece of parchment. Now, additionally, lo yarbe bedafim, that one should not make that, which we said that you could make up until 8 columns in the piece of parchment. But if, let's say, it's a small piece of parchment, one should not increase the amount of columns. And the reason for that is because if it's going to be narrow columns, shenira igeris, so then it looks like a letter. And as we're going to see, that the column should have a certain length so that it doesn't look like a column. But if you're going to try to stick in 8 columns, which we said you're allowed to have in a narrow piece of parchment, it's going to look like a letter instead of looking like a Sefer Torah. So therefore, although you're allowed to have 8, but in a smaller piece of parchment, don't stick in 8. Additionally, v'lo yimayit bedafin, that we should not have too few columns. Like we said, the minimum you could have is 3. But if, let's say, you're going to make 3 large columns and very wide, if it's a very large piece of parchment, don't do that. Because the eyes of the one who's reading from the Sefer Torah is going to start wandering because they're very wide lines, and then he's going to come to make an error when he's going to go back to the next line to see where it starts. Ella, rather, every single column should be kagoin, for example, l'mishpachei seichem, gimapam. Should have the word l'mishpachei seichem 3 times on the line. That's the normal amount of how wide a column should be. And then accordingly, depending how big the piece of parchment is, between 3 and 8 columns, that's how many columns one should have. But again, shouldn't be too small or too large, again, by trying to stick in or by making too large the columns in the piece of parchment. Now, says the Braisa, nizdamnu lo yiriya bas tesha dafim. If, let's say, someone got a piece of parchment that, according to the measurements of how long we said a row is, it would end up making 9 columns. So you have to make that smaller, that piece of parchment, because we said you not have more than 8 columns. Yet this piece of parchment would fit 9 columns. So on that, says the Braisa, lo yachlik shalosh lekan v'shesh lekan. So when you're splitting the piece of parchment, don't make it that it's going to come out that one piece is going to have 3 columns and the other one's going to have 6. Although that's between 3 and 8 by both of them, but rather ela arba lekan v'chamesh lekan, make it that's going to come out that one's going to have 4 columns, one's going to have 5 columns, so that shouldn't have such a big discrepancy from one piece of parchment to the next. Now, says the Braisa, b'med v'mer, when did we say that one's not going to have too few or too many columns on a piece of parchment? That's betchilas ha-sefer. That's in the beginning part of the Torah scroll, meaning all of the sefer up until the end. B'sefer ha-sefer, but at the end of the Torah scroll, then afila, then even if he doesn't have to write even just pasuk echad, just one pasuk, that he could write that in the entirety of that last piece of parchment. Afila daf echad, even if he wants to go ahead and make one column in that whole piece of parchment, although we said it should be between 3 and 8, but if it's the end of the Sefer Torah, you can make even one pasuk or even one column in that whole piece of parchment. And that is the Gemara, pasuk echad tzachal da'ichatel. Could you really entertain to say you can write one pasuk in the entirety of that piece of parchment? But as Shita Megubetz, as Eisut Ches explains, we said before that you have to finish it at the end of the column. So how are you going to have that one pasuk is going to be on the whole piece of parchment? That means you're starting on the top. So how are you going to write one pasuk and end up on the bottom of the column? Ela'im, rather, says the Gemara, it means pasuk echad bedaf echad. You could write one pasuk in one column. Meaning, if a person wants to, he can make a very narrow column, meaning with one word on every line, so that you write that last pasuk that is going to come out to be all the way at the end of the column. Continues the Braisa, Shir Gilyan, the measurement of the margin of a Sefer Torah, Milmata Tefach, which that's the empty space where there's no writing, so on the bottom has to be a hand's breadth. Milmala, on the top of the scroll, Gimel Etzbois, should be a width of 3 finger breadths. Ubein daf ledaf, and between every column should be kamalei revach, and the Gersa takes the word reichav, shtei etzbois, like the width of 2 finger breadth. Ubechumashim, now regarding these chumashim, which are not made like a Sefer Torah, but they are made in scrolls like a Sefer Torah, So there it's less the measurements. Melmata shalosh etzbois, on the bottom needs 3 finger breadth. Melmala shtei etzbois, on the top 2 finger breadth. When daf ladaf between every column, kumloi rebach, and the Gersa takes the word reichem gudel, like the width of the thumb. Now, ubein shita l'shita, between lines. Kimloi shita, you have to have the space of a line. Ubein teva l'teva, between every word. Kumloi isketan, you need the space of a small letter, which is referring to the letter of the yud. Ubein ois l'ois, and between every letter, kimloi chutasari, you need like a hair's breadth, and you have to have at least some space between every single letter. Now, continues the braisa, al yamayir odem esaksav, a person should not diminish the writing, meaning to make small letters on either the upper lines of the Sefer Torah or on the bottom lines, not because of needing the space on the bottom of the scroll. Like we said, there's a certain margin that you need on the bottom. So let's say, if you're going to make a normal size letter, you're going to diminish the amount of margin on the bottom. Don't make tiny letters so that you have the space on the bottom. Not because to have the space on the top. And neither because of the space that you need between the rows of the lines. So for example, let's say that the sirtut, which is the engraving of the lines in the parchment to write on top of, in the middle of the page there were 2 lines that there wasn't any space of a line between them. Don't make the lettering so small so that you should have that space of the line between them, but rather write it normally even though you're not going to have that space. And the lettering revach should be in parsha l'parsha, and neither because of that you're not going to have the space between parshias, which in there's different times in the Torah that there have to be spaces between the parashas. Even if you can write normal letters, you're not going to have that space. Don't make the lettering small because of that. Additionally, continues the Braisa, Nizdamnu le teva bas chamash oisis. Let's say the Sefer, the scribe, is writing, and he comes to a word that's 5 letters long. So, lo yichtiv shtayim b'teich adaf v'sholosh chutz adaf. Let's say he's at the end of the line. He shouldn't write 2 of the letters in the column and 3 of them out of the column. Rather, as a continuum base, Ela Shalish Patechadaf Ishtaim Chutzadaf. What he's allowed to do is he's allowed to write 3 letters in the column and 2 letters out of the column. Now, however, in spite of that, Nizdamnu Le Teva Bashtei Oisis, if let's say he's at the end of a line and he has a word that's 2 letters long, Lo Yizrukenu Le Benadafim, he should not put it between the columns. In other words, when he gets to the end of the line, which is where the carved out lines end, where it is by the margin already, although we just said in the previous halacha that you're allowed to write 2 letters out of a 5-letter word beyond the column, but a whole word of 2 letters we're not allowed to write out of the column, meaning in the margin of the Torah scroll. Ella, rather, chayz of a chayz, but chilsa shita. Rather, what he does is he goes and he starts it on the next line. Continues the braisa, toy b'shem. Someone makes an error. He didn't put in the name of Hashem where it's supposed to be in the Sefer Torah. What he does is gayr es machakasav. So he scrapes off the word that he wrote beforehand. The taila, he suspends, meaning he edits and he puts in between the rows on top of it es machagar, what he scraped off. And he writes Hashem's name on the space where he scraped off the letter that was previous, the word that was previously written over there. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisim, he says, no, after Alan Hashem, you don't have a space now because the words were written and the person missed Hashem's name. Rather, you suspend, you write between the letters, between the words, the name of Hashem that belongs over there. Rabbi Yitzchak, he says, af moichik, what the scribe could even do is even when the ink is still wet, he could erase the previous word, v'chayisim, and he could write Hashem's name on the space where it was erased, the wet ink, even though that's not going to be as beautiful as when it dries and then scraping it off, because that comes right off. When a person takes off the wet ink, it's going to smudge. Still, a person's allowed to do that according to Rabbi Yitzchok and write Hashem's name there on that place. Now, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, he says, Kal Hashem Kulei Toilin. If a person didn't write the whole name of Hashem and there's no space for it, so to write the whole name of Hashem, he could suspend it between the words and on top of that, between the 2 lines, but mitzasa ein toilin, but to write only part of Hashem's name in between the lines, that one cannot do. Now, he says, in kaisvin es Hashem, a person is not allowed to write Hashem's name, lo yamokam agar, not on if he scraped off a word to put the name of Hashem over there, lo yamokam amachai, not where it was erased, vein toilin lo yasein, I'll suspend it. So if someone did make an error and he forgot Hashem's name, so what does he do? Since he doesn't allow all these other ways of the other tanoim, So on that says the Braisa, Masalakas Yerikula, but going to rather a person has to take away that whole piece of parchment and bury it and then write over again because there's nothing to do if someone forgets Hashem's name. Now, Itma, we learned regarding the halacha of this Braisa, Rav Chanan Lomarav says the halacha is Toil Nes Hashem, a person could suspend if he forgets Hashem's name, he could write it on top of those words, between the two words where it belongs, between the row on top of it and the row beneath it that it belongs to. Rabbi Bechana Amir Bitzchak Bar Shmuel, he says, Halacha Moichir B'Kais, Halacha is, you could erase and write Hashem's name over there and put the other word there on top and suspend it. So that is the Gemara. Why did they have to say their own, like their own teachings? But these are Amiram. But we just had a Braisa of Tanoim, B'Leima Mar Halacha Kamar, let Rav Chanan say Halacha is like Rabbi Yisi, or Mar Halacha Kamar, let Rabbi Yitzchak say that Halacha is like Rabbi Yitzchak. Says Gemara, no, they couldn't do that, Meshum De'afchilahu, because there are those who switch around their attributions. Some say Rabbi Yisi was like Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak was like Rabbi Yisi. So they couldn't say the names because it's not clear whose opinion, so they just said the actual teaching what the halacha is like. Now, relating back to this that we just said, Amar Rav, to say regarding what the halacha is in this braisa, Amar Rav and Barchinna, Amar Ulam, Rabbi Chanin, he says, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Not only that, wherever his teaching is said, the halacha is like him. Now that has the Gemara, this teaching of Rav and Bar Chinna, ahai. Where did Reb Chanina say his teaching? If you think it's on the teaching we just taught from the previous Braisa, where Reb Shimon Shazuri, he said in regard to that whole machlokes, he says, Kol Hashem Kulei Toilin, if it's the whole name of Hashem, you could suspend it. Miktsasa in Toilin, but if it's just part of the name, you cannot. So if it was regarding to that teaching, Rav Chanina said halacha is like him, and also wherever he's taught, but as we just quoted in the previous Gemara, it was said on that machlokes tanoim that Amiram had discussed it, and Amar Rav Chanan l'Marav, he says halacha toil nes Hashem, you could suspend the name of Hashem. For Rabbi Bechana, Rabbi Yitzchok Mishmul said halacha meicha because you could erase and write Hashem's name on the line itself. Now Vim Isa, now if it was true that it was on that brisa that Rav Chanina said his teaching. So who nami lema? So he also should have said, and his teaching should have been discussed in that Amarok discussion regarding what is halacha in that braisa. Yet he's not mentioned over this. Obviously, it wasn't in regards to that previous braisa that he had said that halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri. So Elaha rather is going on the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin. Mishnah Masechtas Chulin is going on what's called a ben pekua, which is that if a cow is slaughtered, and when they slaughter, they find inside a living embryo, a full fledged cow who's alive. So halacha is that cow does not need to be slaughtered, it gets permitted with the slaughtering of the mother. Now that Reb Shimon Shazuri Yomi says, Afilu ben chomesh shanim, even if the cow is already, that ben pekua that was discovered alive in the mother's stomach when it was properly slaughtered, they kept it alive and 5 years later, it's v'cheresh besada, it's plowing in the fields. Shechita simi mitarasei, the slaughtering of the mother permits it, and one could even go ahead and eat it, just taking a bite off of it, it was just like it was slaughtered. Now, if it was regards to that, that's where he said halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri. But on that teaching, in that Mishnah, it was taught that Zi'iram Reb Chanina says halacha k'Reb Shimon Shazuri. Now, v'misun, if it was true that Reb Chanina was teaching also on that, halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri, hunami lema. In that Amarok discussion, he should have also been brought in Masechtas Chulin with that teaching in Zi'iri to say that he also says halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri, yet he's not mentioned over there. Obviously, it's not on that teaching either that he said it. Elaha rather says the Gemara, it's going on the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. Mishnah says, "Brishayna hayayim." Originally, they said, "Hayyitze b'kailer." If a man is being taken out and chains to be executed, V'amran, he says, as he's being taken out to kill, "Kisvu gedel ishti," write a divorce document for my wife. So the halacha they said is, "Hare elu yichtuva b'yitnu." They should write it and they should give it to the wife. Meaning, although he didn't say give it, we assume that his intention was by the fact that he's saying write the get for his wife. He meant to say give it to Arosa, because the whole purpose, why? What do you mean? She's going to anyways be permitted to marry other people because he's dying. It's just because he's being taken to execute. He doesn't want, since he doesn't have any children, for her to have to go through the Yibam process with his brother, with her brother-in-law. And therefore he's saying write it. So although in his tumultuous mindset, he wasn't able to remember to say give it, but obviously that's what he meant. And therefore, although he said just write it, it means write and give it. Now, Chazru Leimah, subsequently they said, Afa Mefarish, that this halacha of being maturif, of not being so clear of mind, but when you say write, it means to write and to give it, is even if someone's going out overseas on a ship, or Vayitz B'Shayara, if someone's going on the caravan. Rabbi Shimon Shazuriyam, he says, Afa Mesukin, someone also that's dangerously ill, the same halacha applies. So that's where the teaching of Rabbi Shimon Shazuriyam says that Rabbi Chanina was saying halacha is like him over there, and so too in all places. or Ina Maho, we could say that Rav Chanina's teaching was going in the Mishnah Masechtas Demai. The Reish of that Mishnah says that if someone purchases produce from someone that's not trustworthy, like an Am Haaretz, on regarding taking off proper tithes. So that's what's called demai, which is domai, what is this? We don't know if he took off the proper tithes. Now, if let's say the person who bought it from the Am Haaretz, who's supposed to take off the tithes out of doubt, he forgot and he didn't take off meiser. So that's called demai. Now it's on Shabbos, and on Shabbos he wants to eat the produce, but a person's not allowed to fix it because that's like type of tikkun mon, it's like fixing something, so you're not allowed to take off the trumas and meisers. So on Shabbos he could ask the Am Haaretz and say, did you take off the tithes? And based on his testimony, he could believe him on Shabbos and eat based on what he said. But once it comes after Shabbos already, he's not allowed to eat it until he takes off the proper tithes. So on that says the Mishnah, now regarding trumas meiser, which is the tithe of the tithe, which is a tenth of the tenth, which is 1 out of 100, as the Gemara teaches in Sotah of Chesem and Aleph, which is, not only does he have to take off Meiser, but that 1/10, which then the Levi who usually gets Meiser, take off 1/10 of that, give it to the Kayin. So let's say that Trumas Meiser, Shel Demai, of that Demai, Shechazer L'Mekayma, that it went back into its place. In other words, like we're saying that, this teaching of the Reish was telling us regarding on Shabbos, if he doesn't have what to eat. So like we said, he can't take Truma on Shabbos. So the Chacham were lenient because of the laws of Einik Shabbos, since Demai is only rabbinic, and really most Amaratsim really do take off Meiser. So on Shabbos, you could ask him to say, did he take off Meiser? And then based on if he says he did, then one could eat based on what he's saying. Now, but this part of the Mishnah's teaching regarding Trumas Meiser of Demai that fell back into the place of the rest of the produce, which now there's nothing to do with all the produce. Because once he already designated a name of Trumas Meiser on that, so that goes and makes the whole mixture forbidden, because now inside this Truma over here, it belongs to the Kayin, and it's forbidden for non-Kam to eat it, and therefore makes all the Chulin forbidden. So with regard to such a situation, that Reb Shimon Shazuri, I mean, he says that Af B'Choyel, even not on Shabbos, even on a weekday, a person can rely on the seller, although he's Am Haaretz, because of the loss of all the produce that now that Trumas Meiser got mixed into. And Shayaloi Vo'ech La'Piv, he could ask the Am Haaretz if he did separate Meiser before it was sold to him, and he could eat it based on what he said, where it comes out that really, although that the buyer had called it Trumas Meiser, it really wasn't Trumas Meiser because it already was exempted because we, in this situation, because of the great loss of all the chulin, he could believe the owner that he had taken off the Meiser before him. So again, therefore, this Trumas Meiser of the Mai that went back, Reb Shimon Shazuri says that in the weekday you could ask him and go on based on what he said. In regard to that halacha, that's Reb Chanina said, halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri. However, on these two interpretations that the Gemara wanted to say, that it's regarding here, that Reb Chanina said, halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri, he asked the Gemara, but vid ma'allah, with regards to these two teachings of Reb Shimon Shazuri, that Omer B'Yichanan, he says, halacha is Reb Shimon Shazuri, b'mesukin, which is the previous Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that we brought regarding a person that's his life is in danger, that is about to die, u'b'trumas meiser shel demai, and regarding the trumas meiser of demai, that if it falls back in, now we could ask him even during a weekday and he'll be believed. Now, v'misa, now if it was true that in either regards to one of these two Reb Chanina Torah's teaching, so hu nami lema, he also should have been quoted with that teaching of Rabbi Yechanan. How come we don't quote him over there? Obviously, it wasn't in those halachas either that Reb Chanina had said halachas like Reb Shimon Shazuri. Say Allah, rather says the Gemara on the following brisa. B'yisim and keeper im Shimon Shimon Shazuri, says, pul ha-mitzri, the Egyptian bean, which is a type of a kidneys of a legume. So, it depends. Ishazaru lezera, if it was planted for the seed, because there are certain types of vegetation that can be planted either for the vegetable, the flower part, or for the seed part. Because the truth is, regarding to this pula mitzri, if it was planted for the yerek, for the vegetation part, actually the laws of its meiser would be based on when it's picked. As the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, you'd give them a base. But in regards to types of legumes, meaning the seed part, that actually goes based on when it took root. So therefore, it says to Shimon Shazuri, regarding this Egyptian bean, this legume, where if it was planted for the seeds, so therefore the laws of its meiser, when did the new year begin, begins when it takes root. But what's if miktsasa hishrish lefnei Rosh Hashanah? Some of the crop took root before Rosh Hashanah, which is last year. Umiktsasa achar Rosh Hashanah, some of them took root after Rosh Hashanah, which is the next year. So says Reb Shimon Shazuri, in termi mezelze, you can't take truma from one part on the other part. Lefisha ain't terminal ma'asa, because the person cannot take truma or ma'aser, loyman achadash al yashan, not from the new crop on the old crop, for loyman yashan al chadash, and neither from the old crop on the new crop. So, ketzi yasa, so what should he do? Seva garan elotech, what he should do is he should gather his whole threshing place into the middle of the threshing house. In other words, he should mix everything together and then take truma. Because v'nimtza, now comes out that the new crop that's in that he's taking truma from is going to fix the new that's inside this pile, and the old truma that he's taking from the previous year is going to fix the old stuff that's also mixing over here. We're tayrim ma'asam alachadish abay alachadish abay. He's taking truma ma'aser because we're considering all mixed together. So in here, there's new that's going to fix the new. And when Yashin Shabbat, Yashin Shabbat, and those are going to take from the old, that's going to fix the old that's inside of here. Now, if it's a regard to this halacha that Reb Chanina was saying, halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri, and wherever he says it, but Ha'id Ma'ala, but on that teaching was said that Amr B'Shmuel Bar Nachmein, Amr B'Yechon Halacha, Reb Shimon Shazuri. Now again, Vim Isa, now if we saw that it was on this that Reb Chanina told his teaching, who Nami Lame, he should have been quoted in that Amarok discussion to say that halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri. So Ella Amr Papa rather says the Gemara, Reb Papa says, Ashida, the teaching of Reb Shimon Shazuri, Reb Chanina said, Halacha is Kamaisa is regard to the laws of the carriage. Reb Nachman Yitzchak Gamay says, Ayayin, regard to the laws of the wine, which the Gemara in the next stop will explain what those halachas are, that we didn't say anyone saying halachas like him, and it was in regard to that, Reb Chanina said, Halacha is like him, and whatever he says, his teaching.